Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about how we tend to long for some of the fun that we had before we got saved. You better listen closely today.
It's on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
As a result of a relationship that you may have had, that maybe you're not the first love of their life. Maybe you're not the love of their life. Maybe they feel like, oh, you know, any time we've ever talked about it, he or she defended them. Oh, what a shame that is. And look, don't defend the devil. The devil just wanted me to have a good time, that's all. Oh, no. The devil did. The devil wanted to have a good time. He was after something that belongs to Jesus Christ. Don't try to justify it, because that doesn't make it right with God. And don't try to make it right with your mate by trying to justify your sin. I think we live in a day today of people that do not accept responsibility. And anybody that says, I wouldn't have done that if they had not, no. Sin is sin. When you sin, it's not, I wouldn't have if they. No, you chose to sin. You chose an action that you know doesn't go along with the Word of God. Don't blame somebody for your sin. Oh, they enticed me. Oh, they just tempted me. No. You chose, whether they enticed you or tempted you or not, you chose to do it. Do God's will, God's way. That's always the right thing to do. Now, praise God. The promises of eternity are fulfilled in eternal life and peace, and no more sorrow and no more crying. No more tears and pain, and the former things are passed away, as Revelation 21 verse 4 tells us. The former things passed away, hallelujah for the cross. And restoration in verse 18 is for the people of God. But notice the ruin there again in verse 19. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness. For the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. Do you remember the children of Israel out in the wilderness wanted to go back? Oh, Moses, why'd you bring us out here? Well, they had cried in Egypt. All the labor and everything else, it was so bad, and the taskmaster, everything was so hard, they cried to be delivered, and God delivered them. But it didn't move the way they did, so they were wanting to go back to Egypt. And sometimes there are those of you that have tried to say, oh, Lord, deliver me from the consequences and the power of this sin. Once you're delivered all that, then you see the Christian life, and its pureness, and the call to holiness. You begin to remember some of the things that you did back in Egypt, that is, back in the world. And you want to bring those things back. And so what people do, for example, they were caught in by a rock. So what do? They bring it into the church, but they put so-called Christian words to it. I find that there are those who call themselves sovereign grace. In the most part, their doctrine is about Calvinism, which teaches you that our God is not a whosoever will God, although the Bible says he is. And so they sing some of their sovereignty. It's not like the 7-11 songs, you know, seven words 11 times. But it still goes back to the same thing. It goes back to the same thing. They still use that sound to incorporate the world, to bring back Egypt, to let them go back and enjoy some more of Egypt when God saved you out of Egypt. And the devil has those kind of Christians so blind, they simply cannot see it. What a shame that is. We need to pray for those kind of Christians because, honestly, even though they may be well educated, they don't know how badly they're offending God and how abominable it is when they bring these things into their life and in the church. Now, Egypt and Edom shall be a desolation, we're told. Desolation is quite graphic in its Hebrew definition. It means devastation, dissolution, desert, astonishment, horror. The Hebrew word expresses the desolation of it and the spectacle it is and the reaction of the consequences that come from. Oh, my goodness, what a terrible thing. That's what the word is, desolation. Now, we remember the sermons on the war, Psalms 83. If you go to our website, you can find those. Just look at sermons, and you'll see my ones on Psalms 83. I'd like for you to hear those on our website at sermonaudio.com/centralbath. But Egypt will be desolate for 40 years. And it'll come to pass just like God said it would. I don't know how exactly it all happened, but because God says so, I know it will. In Revelation chapter 11, verse 8, God likens Egypt to the same level as Sodom. Egypt in the scripture is a type of the world. And this should help us better understand James chapter 4 and verse 4. Because worldliness, now understand what I'm saying here, worldliness is an ugly, abhorrent to God. In James 4:4, he says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world, that is the world system, is enmity with God?" Now, the word enmity means to be actively opposed to God. In that he uses adulterers and adulteresses, it's just like marriage. It shows that you're married. And so, in marriage, you are sinning against your spouse. You adulterers and adulteresses, men and women. Who's your spouse? God. Christ. You're the bride of Christ. And so he says to them, ye adulterers and adulteresses, you see, he's not talking just about the physical sin of adultery. He's talking about the spiritual sin of adultery against him. God puts it on a level that's the same as if your spouse cheated on you. As a matter of fact, it's worse to cheat against God than it is to cheat against your spouse. But both of them are straight out of hell and rejoices the devil's heart. Know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? You see, what's wrong with being a friend of the world? Oh, it's so good. That, you know, these people, they're so legalistic. Oh, no. Oh, no. The consequences keep going on down the world. And look, it goes on and on and on. And again, adultery committed by a Christian against God. That's what friendship with the world system is enmity, is to be actively opposed to God. He says, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you realize saved people can be enemies of God? It's not that bad. Can you imagine a man or woman caught in adultery by their spouse? Well, you know, it's really not that bad. I've been with you a whole lot more than I've been with that person. Oh, no, it is terrible. Friendship with the world. Your heart got on it, and you lack the capacity to understand the impact adultery has on God, just like someone that has a cheating spouse knows that their spouse doesn't realize the impact and the terribleness of their sin. And so, that's what happened there. Don't be an adulterer, adulteress in spiritual thing against God. That's what the contemporary, the emerging church movement is all about. It is spiritual desolation. It is against God. It's on the level of sodomy. Because Egypt is a type of the world. Worldliness is abhorrent, totally abhorrent to God. Now, society today doesn't seem to think that adultery is that bad, but God's sight is always bad, just among men and women. But especially, we could say it's bad wherever it appears. Now, Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, we're told. Whereas Egypt seems to represent worldliness, Edom seems to represent violence. Here you are, their glory with Egypt's ruin. See, Egypt is a wilderness. Egypt is worldliness. Edom is violence. You see, there are those who try to destroy biblicism, fundamentalism. They call names legalists and all that. They attack people with gossip and so on. And see, that's what they are. They are Egyptians or Edomites, depending on whether they're trying to destroy the witness, destroy Bible preaching, destroy by gossip. That's the Edomite of them. Or if it's just to enjoy the pleasures of sinful world, being worldly, making their personal lives as well as their worst world. So Edom's glory with Egypt is violent. The idea is not only violent, but their hearts are filled with hatred. Just like people hate God, hate the true Christian. They hate Bible preaching. The word here for violence is a strong word meaning cruelty, unjust, and false in its reason.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.